Disability benefits nightmare. The security that the benefits system gives disabled people is being increasingly knocked, particularly by the government reviews of ESA, employment and support allowance, and PIP, personal independence payments. The private company Maximus, working within the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, must be deafened by the sound of kerching as they get paid for every piece of work done. One of our disability campaigners related how he had a PIP form forwarded to him a year in advance, so that the DWP could have time to get the paperwork done. One whole year required to process the paperwork. Two other members told us how they were sent ESA forms, which are 28 pages of A4 paper, a very daunting and worrying prospect. One had a face-to-face interview lasting 2 hours, which had been delayed for 20 minutes as the interviewer had to read the notes. The member telephoned the DWP for a verdict soon after his interview as he was worried about his money. He was told he would receive the same amount of money, but would be subject to a review in 1 year's time, meaning being harassed and worried again. This is someone whose condition will not change, and yes, the beneficiary will be Maximus as they complete another piece of work. One member has completed a 48-page form asking him to disclose all his financial arrangements, under the suggestion that he could possibly be paid an increase in benefit. This is a means test by any other name, and if any extra payment is forthcoming, it will have been earned by the time and effort needed, and anxiety produced, in completing the form. 2019 needs to be the year of complaints. MPs, particularly Tory ones, claim that a subject cannot be an issue unless formal complaints have been received. We must all complain to our MPs and the DWP to make sure the issues affecting our lives are on the agenda. On the back of the recent legal victory by single mothers on universal credit, we want to take the Home Office to court. Disability campaigners,